T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, early voting for California's primary will overlap in 2020 with the traditional early nominating contests in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. All right, Phil, is this move so the state will have a bigger impact on the presidential vote in 2020?
Well, that's the hope. And it's interesting because what's going to be happening is that while the Iowa caucuses are meeting and New Hampshire is gearing up to vote, that's when our actual vote-by-mail ballots will start going out in California. Because you have to remember, although we're going to be voting, let's say, in March, the ballots actually get sent out way before that. So you'll be watching your TV and seeing what's happening in those early primary states at a time when you could have the ballot out there deciding. So, yes, it's going to be an influence. California will have a say, and that's one of the reasons why we have Californians, subtly or not so subtly, putting their feet in the water, at least their toes. We have newly minted U.S. Senator Kamala Harris, who's having serious discussions about whether to get in. Not coincidentally, she'll also be soon launching a book tour in order to get her face out there. Whether she jumps in remains to be seen. East Bay Congressman Eric Swalwell is already making repeated visits to Iowa and to New Hampshire and to the early primary states. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti is making calls around, and billionaire Tom Steyer, who you most often see on the impeachment ads, is also a person out there who is gearing up or taking a look at it. And you have the Joe Bidens, the Bernie Sanders, and everybody else, either them or their friends, rolling through California saying, hey, want to meet with Joe or Bernie and see how they're doing? Because they're pretty popular in the state as well. So, yep, we get to have a say. A big one.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.